coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, worth hearing.
This is a continuation of the message, Sound, Matter, and Faith.
Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Proverbs chapter 4. He says, keep thy heart with all diligence. Guard your heart. Mount guard over your heart with all diligence. Why? For out of your heart are the issues of life. That's the origin of matter. You say, Yes. That's where it is. Because the universal matter came from the heart of God. You're made in the image of God. Everything for your life is going to come out of you, out of your heart. That's where it's based. St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 12, from verse 35. He says, a good man out of the good treasure of the heart. Look at it. Bringeth forth what? Good things. I told you yesterday that we are the ones who produce whatever God wants in the earth. We permit, we bring them forth. We allow, after scrutinizing, our spirits will go over everything and decide only the will of the Lord will be done here. That's why he says, when you pray, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. That prayer becomes fulfilled in your word through you. Can you see it? Look at it now. You just saw it in Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23. And here it is. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things. An evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But a good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things. There's the origin. Where is that business going to come from? Where is that capital for the business going to come from? Say, well, I have good ideas. I just don't have money. Are you waiting for somebody to bring forth the money? It doesn't matter what the medium is. What matters is the source. Forget about the process. I told you, faith is the essence, not the process. Faith is the essence of things hoped for. Faith is the essence, not the process. That's what the Bible says about Abraham. Be not weak in faith. He considered not his body now dead. Neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. But he was strong in faith. Faith, the essence. That means what he was concerned about was he saw the baby Isaac. What are you seeing? The essence? Are you seeing the business or are you looking for the capital? That's your mistake. Faith is the essence. If you hold on to what the picture is, that's your words. Don't worry about how it will navigate to you. Don't worry about who does God have over there to make it happen. That's none of your business. What your business is, faith is the essence. The essence of my hope. My hope is not about someone helping me with the money. No, my hope is not who's going to give me the venue. No. I can see us worshiping in that place. I can see us having that building. I can see it. You say, I want to build a new bakery. Can you see it? Can you see the bakery? Can you see it? Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Can you see it? Yes. Faith is the essence. Yes. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith. He was strong in faith. He held on to the picture. Because when you look away, it turns to potential energy. But when you look at it, you see the essence. Oh, Lord, yeah. Hallelujah. Are you getting this? Ah, yeah. You know, think about that young man. He said he was going to be a doctor. He was studying to be a doctor. Then trouble came. He failed the exam. And trouble came. And the other thing happened. Now he says, God, 3 years ago I wanted to be a doctor. Look at me now. Oh, God. He don't want you to look at you now. Can you see you as a doctor? Can you hold it in your hand? It's not about the exam. It's not about what they said. It's not about that your father died. It's not about that the money didn't come. It's about the picture. Can you see the picture? Glory to God. Sit down again. Woo! Hallelujah. What are you thinking? Is something trying to discourage you? Turn away from that thing. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Go straight to 17. Oh, I like this. Yabakatileke mondorobosa. Hi. Look at this. He says, for our light affliction. He calls it light affliction. Our light troubles. Are you hearing me? The difficulties that we experience. Our light affliction, which is but for a moment. Tell somebody it came to pass. It came to pass. Hey, it came to pass. Hallelujah! Oh, glory to God! Woo! Hallelujah! Sit down. It's a light affliction. Next time you meet a brother or sister going through some difficulty, you say, brother, it's a light affliction. It came to pass. It didn't come to stay. It came to pass. It's for a short time. It's for a moment. All right, look at this now. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Listen, he says, no matter what you're going through, if you will stay focused, I'll show that to you in a second. He says, there is a far more eternal weight of glory, a weight of glory. Something is coming. Are you hearing me? Something is coming. Hallelujah. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment. Brothers and sisters, you see, these are my cogitations. You understand? When I'm sitting in my sofa, these are the things that go through my mind. When I lie on my bed and I'm going through the scriptures, these are the things that go through my system. They course through my being. Our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh. It says it's producing for us a far more exceeding in eternal weight of glory. He says, if you think that you've seen our lives glorified, you ain't seen nothing yet. Are you following this? He says, what's coming far outweighs all we have ever seen. How? Brother, you're getting moving inside. Ay, ay, ay. Oh, glory to God. Ay. Some of you are saying, get to the next one. Get, I mean, you. Oh, glory to God.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834. Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you. This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Nairobi 1, Shimo Latelwa Road, off Mombasa Road, Nairobi. Worship with us on Sundays, 9 a.m., Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0719-103-117. Or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com.